Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Welcome to the Tweak this week. This week we're talking maintenance. So for those who are still looking to lose, there are personalized in the plan, same old, show up, maximize, do all the things. But for everyone who is ready for maintenance, or if you aren't ready and you're just wondering what maintenance is all about, today is the day for you. Joining me as always is Kim, who is the manager of our weight loss program, and introducing Odette, who is the manager of our maintenance and mindfulness group. So hello, ladies. Hi, welcome.
Hello. Hi. Thanks for having me, letting me crash your weekly.
Thanks for coming.
I should say we're also streaming this into our maintenance group. And on Wednesdays, because we have fun over the maintenance group, so I'm sure Odette's going to tell us all about it. But on Wednesdays, we have this conversation called Weigh In Wednesdays. And this is where the three of us get together and we invite members who are actually in maintenance, come on, and we weigh in on a variety of different topics. So we're learning so much about maintenance. We're always discussing, you know, maintenance from a variety of different angles. So you get a little bit of a taste of this today.
Yeah, I think that's what, like you said, we're having these great conversations. We're always learning and our members are sharing so much. And this is with this Weigh In Wednesday when we have them come in and we're not necessarily diving into their stories, but we're diving into their insight and their experience that, you know, is really resonating and hitting our members. It's really a fantastic place to be. It's an amazing conversation that we have over there.
Yeah. And just to remind people, if you are doing the weight loss program and if you are not a member of the maintenance group, you still have access to the podcast, which is the conversations that we're having in the maintenance group. So if you're interested in the kinds of things we are talking about in that group, you can still listen to those. Although I do suggest it is a great idea to claim your maintenance and mindfulness group so that it's there when you are ready. But we do have people who haven't reached their goal yet and they still come in and they kind of check out what maintenance is all about and they, you know, participate in some of those conversations. So before we get into that, where do we want to start? Do we want to start with how people are feeling last week of the program? Where do we start?
I would love to start with that because obviously it's a very exciting week in the weight loss group. But it's exciting and there's some people who are nervous. This is the shortest break we have between groups. So people who are nervous, like literally you have to get through 2 weeks on your own and then we're going to be back. So it's a really, really great way to kind of test yourself and see how you do. Yeah. But today it's just, I mean, the Celebrate and Inspire post went up today and it's just great to see all the members who are still here and still engaged in the process and working towards their goals and celebrating. And yeah, so I highly recommend anyone who is listening, go ahead, check out the Celebrate and Inspire post if you haven't. Don't have to, as Gina said this morning on the live, you don't have to put a before and after picture if you don't want to. Just, you know, go over there and celebrate yourself and be proud of all that you've accomplished over the last 12 weeks that we've been together.
Yeah, we've highlighted so many members for our Livy Loser Spotlights on Monday. Of course, all of our amazing Spill the Tea guests. So this post really is for everybody to participate, to celebrate and to inspire. It's always a cry fest. It's always so difficult. Tony was already up early this morning. I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, I'm reading the Celebrate and Inspire post. And we're always like all week for the next couple of weeks. Did you see this one? Did you read that one? Did you see this one? It takes me a while. Usually on the last day of the program or the day after the program, I'll sit down with a coffee, may or may not have some Baileys in it, and kind of just sit down and read it and kind of let it really resonate. And it's always so emotional. Okay. So people are feeling nervous. And what do we want to talk about what people should do in between groups? I know we covered this a bit last week.
Yeah.
Are people clear on next steps?
Yeah, I think it would be just, okay. You know, a little reminder to people, like personalizing the plan is still, if you're still trying to lose weight, and I mean, even if you're going into maintenance, we still have 1 week left. This is not, you're not maintaining. No, we're not moving forward yet. You still have to finish this program, but just get in all those questions about personalizing the plan. I was looking through the group this morning and definitely people are feeling more comfortable with personalizing the plan. They're settling into their personalized plan. They're not as nervous. They're understanding like, oh, I get it now. Because I think when we talk about it last week, people are still trepidatious and following a plan. But I'm getting now is that people have tried it. Like, oh, I didn't have that snack in the afternoon. And now I know what that feels like. I know what Gina was saying. I understand. And so people are getting a little bit more confident with it. And I think it also helps that it is a small break between groups because you don't feel like you're kind of on your own for a long period of time with personalizing the plan. But I think they're definitely, nervous about heading into maintenance, more so the people that are going into maintenance. But I think those who are personalizing the plan are really feeling that confidence this week.
Great. And that's what we want. We want everyone to feel super confident next step. So if you have signed up for our next spring or summer program in between groups, you want to continue to personalize the plan. Now, if you don't have the capacity, you just want to do the basics, you can just work the basic food plan. But if you want to be as more proactive as possible, definitely personalize the plan and then reset with the start date of the next group. Also, if you haven't signed up yet, run, don't walk, get yourself signed up. And so let's address the people who are ready for maintenance because it comes down to those four stages of finally and forever, right? There's the lose your weight. Great. You've done that. Check. Now you got to solidify your weight. So you want to put 3 months into solidifying your weight. And so you can do that with another round of the program. Obviously, you go through the same motions physically, but really leveling up mentally. And really with the goal of getting to this calm place, right? Continuing, you can lose your weight and be done physically, but mentally you're still working through a lot of things. So a lot of benefit in redoing the program to solidify your weight, or you can just continue for 3 months, personalizing the plan to continue your weight before you move into that third stage of maintenance, which is learning what maintenance looks like and feels like to you, testing the waters before you move on to that fourth stage, right, of living mindfully or now known as living the Libby way. So if you need a refresher on those four stages of finally and forever, we posted those on Sunday. So definitely be sure to check those out. Okay. So should we go into maintenance? What do people need to know about maintenance?
Yeah. I think what people need to know about maintenance is that, it's not just this free for all. You know, I think people are worried that they're coming into the weight loss program and they're coming into the maintenance group and they're going to just have to go it on their own. They're just going to have to, they don't necessarily understand what solidifying versus testing the waters is, right? Because they're two very different stages. So I think what you want to know about maintenance is you want to come into the group. You really want to solidify your weight, whichever method you choose. Like you said, Gina, you know, repeating the program, or it's not even really repeating the program. It's doing another round of the program with different intention. That's a great way to get, to get, you know, into the mindset of really solidifying. You still have your tweaks that you can follow with a bit of a different intention. You know, if you do choose to personalize the plan, you know, if that's the way that you want to go to solidify, really understanding that there is still a rhyme and a reason to personalizing this plan. It's not just a free for all. We're not testing the waters just yet. We're keeping things status quo. And we're really using this time to really dive into the mindfulness, into the mindset, really understanding that, yes, the physical work might be done, but all new issues and associations can still creep up. And, you know, doing another round of the program or, you know, personalizing the plan is a really a great time to dive into that and to hash it out and talk about it, which is what we do.
Yeah. And also they have support. So the maintenance group works like this. You pay one price right now and you're in. Now we are working on developing a maintenance program that you can use in line with our app as well, but we're probably not going to roll that out until September. So how it would work if you're ready for maintenance is you would purchase the maintenance group. It's pay one price, $75. You get in, there's no other fees or costs associated with that. You have a whole team of people in there to answer any questions that you have. You have a whole maintenance guide that has all the information on maintenance. And while we're running a program, we are actually running kind of two at the same time, or you can follow along the weight loss program if you choose, but then have the conversation in the maintenance group. So when we're downsizing, for example, in the weight loss group, Odette is posting information talking about downsizing when you're in maintenance? What's the difference? How does that work? What does mindfulness mean now that you're in maintenance as opposed to losing? What do we do with the scale now that you're in maintenance as opposed to when you were moving the dial on the scale and chasing that goal? So that's what a lot of these conversations are about. What is that? You guys, we have this conversation every week. What's the biggest aha moment that you've had when it comes to maintenance? We've been running this maintenance group for 2 years now. What's your biggest kind of like thing about maintenance that you didn't realize?
I think the biggest thing is, and I don't mean to put like a negative spin on it, but it's that people are really afraid of leaving a weight loss program, of leaving a diet, and they don't, you know, they think that they're going to hit their goal weight and be like, this is it. I've made it. I've done it. You know, this is going to be forever now. And then they come into the maintenance group and they decide, or they realize that I have this, you know, this fear that's holding me back, fear of you know, putting the weight back on, fear of going, you know, having old habits creep back up. I think that was really one of the things that surprised me the most, was that, yes, that fear is there, of course, from past diet experiences or past, you know, diet traumas, we even call them, but not allowing ourselves to fester in that fear, really, you know, having the space where you can acknowledge it and work through it and build trust in yourself. It's really that transitioning into a place where you trust yourself. Yeah. And just letting those issues, associations, feelings come up and talking it through. And I think we're seeing these big aha moments. This is what we've taken, but we're seeing our members come into these big aha moments and saying, oh my goodness, I didn't realize this is, you know, what this feeling was coming from or where it was coming from. So I think that's the biggest thing, is like, you know, being able to work through that fear and not letting it hold you back, but working through it and letting you see what is on the other side.
Love that. Kim, what about you?
I think for me, it's how I did the timelines. Everyone's different timelines in maintenance. Mm-hmm. And when they get to that point, you know, like, and what contributes to that? I'm very interested in, you know, some people, the mindset is there when they come into maintenance, they finish their weight loss. So there's a few things in my head that are like, what makes it take one person like 2 years to get to that place where they really trust the process? They stop chasing that number on the scale, and somebody else is like one maintenance group in, and you know, one cycle in, and they're trusting it already. And is it like how long they've been dieting? Is it 50 years of dieting and of weighing yourself and of being obsessed with that, you know, that scale that makes you take longer to get to the point where you trust it? Or is it, you know, how long it takes you to lose your weight? What is it? And I think when we find that out, it'll be able to help support people. But it's just so interesting how you can have five members that all finished their weight loss in the same group, and they're all getting to the point where they are trusting themselves and their body and the process at a different place.
Yeah. I mean, I'm always having aha moments over in the maintenance group, but I think that's really interesting to point that out. Just like everyone's weight loss journey is different, everyone's maintenance journey is different. Mm-hmm. And we have people who lose their weight. They do, you know, put that 3 months into solidifying their weight. And then it's really that, like, that maintenance phase and testing the waters. Some people need 2 weeks. Some people need 2 years to trust that they know what they know, and you know, they're feeling confident. I can tell you, because many of you have heard, and you know that Ruth is now studying the maintenance part of the Livy method, and she's been doing focus groups with people, and 98%, this number blew me away, 98% of our members in the maintenance group feel confident in being able to move on and maintain and sustain their weight. And I think the biggest thing for me was recognizing everything that goes into maintenance, because I didn't think we needed a maintenance group or maintenance program. I thought, I just told you what you needed to know. The way you've lost your weight is going to help you maintain and sustain it. But I didn't factor in the thoughts and the feels, because we hear this all the time, right? People are able to easily maintain their weight physically, but they're nervous. They're not trusting. Some people are still weighing. Some people, you know, like, there's a lot that goes on there. Embracing who you are, like, you've gone and made all these changes and you think, okay, I'm done. I did that. And meanwhile, there's this whole other like can of worms that comes with after you reach your, we're really not selling this maintenance thing, are we?
Well, I think, you know, I think, I don't know what I'm going to say to that now, but
it's a lot of work that goes into maintenance that I never realized.
Yeah, it's a lot of work. And, you know, you've said this before so many times that physically your body can be done losing the weight, but your mind hasn't necessarily caught up yet. And we really hear that from our members too. And
yeah,
I don't want to say it's an impatience, but it's an unawareness where they're like, when am I going to feel like that? When am I going to feel confident? And, you know, we've heard our members in maintenance who have come and shared so freely to say, it's not a line in the sand. It's not like you, you haven't hit your goal and now you're perfect. Now you're going to feel like you're living your life perfectly. That doesn't happen like that. It's a gradual thing. You learn to trust yourself. You learn to become more confident. You learn to really have that mind-body connection. And, you know, I remember saying, I feel like I'm going to have to follow this diet forever. And I'm like, you're not going to have to follow this diet forever. You're going to, maybe live the Livy way and follow these guidelines and principles, but you're going to eventually come to this place where you know yourself so well and you trust yourself and you feel confident. That's not, you know, like I said, jumping over that line in the sand. It's just this awareness will come, this feeling will come. And our members have shared that that has happened for them. It's come for them. So
it's a feeling too, right? Yeah. And it's not an amount of time. You know, you want to put at least that 3 months into solidifying your weight at least, right? Yeah. But that maintenance and test in the waters phase, it's so different for everybody. And I think the common denominator amongst people who moved on and got to that stage is they just knew that they were ready. Mm-hmm. They knew that they were ready. I want to go through some of these comments that we have and take some time to go through some of this to see where people are at. Okay. Hello, all. Please don't be nervous about the break coming. You have this. Stay mindful. Eat all your meals and snacks. And you'll see that not only will you maintain your weight, you might even lose more weight if that's the goal. Take a chance. Maybe try different foods. See what feels like to you. If you're thinking about joining the maintenance group, it's just as inclusive and informative as the weight loss program. Yeah. I love that. So it's not as structured, but there's still the structure there, especially if you're doing another round to solidify your weight. You're going to follow through just like you followed through on the weight loss program. Obviously, we have some people who are just new to maintenance and some people who've been in maintenance for a couple of years. But this is what we do really well is we sort of meet people where they're at, you know, with the information that we're posting and the answers that we're providing and the support. You know what it's really cool I love about the maintenance group is kind of like it's a different vibe. We talked about this last time about how it has a different voice and a different vibe because in the maintenance group, we all know each other. We've laughed and cried and shared and we all worked really hard to get to this place. And it's definitely more relaxed. It's got a different, how would you describe it?
Yeah, I think the way I describe it is we're not trying to make first impressions in the maintenance mindfulness group, right? Like we all know each other. Like you said, we know each other. We're not walking on eggshells. We're not tiptoeing. Can I ask this? Should I ask this? No, it's free conversation. And what's really amazing there is members are talking to each other. So yes, you have the support of the team, but you really see the members engaging and talking with each other. Someone will say, hey, has this happened to anybody else? Or what do you guys think about this? And we really see that support. So it really is a really tight community. We talked about this on the way in last week that, you know, the importance of the community there and the vibe that we have there. And it is a bit more fun. We're a bit more laid back. We are, you know, we have, you know, not that we don't have real conversations in weight loss, but we do in maintenance as well. We allow people to share and talk and, you know, as much as they need. So it's really, it is a different vibe. It's a different voice. I just want to go back to what you said about, you know, there's not a structured program, but there are, you know, some guidelines that we use when we are solidifying, you know, it's like, we want to make sure that we, you know, we are keeping things a little bit status quo, letting the body really settle into solidifying that set point. And those are the types of reminders and conversations we have, you know, so people do feel like they're supported and there is a bit of structure and guideline as they're going through.
Yeah. They're not on their own. You're not just like figure it out on your own. That's not what we do.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com. If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
What about you, Kim? How would you describe the difference maybe between the two?
I think for me, well, I mean, Dad gets to have a lot of fun, but I think it's because we have a job in the weight loss group, because people sign up for a 12-week weight loss program and we need to provide them with the information. And we know there's a lot of information that takes up a lot of space and a lot of energy. So when it comes to the community and the engagement, we have an amazing community, but we need to be mindful of not having that amazing community kind of overwhelm the information at times for the new people that are coming in. Like it's a balance. Whereas I feel like you really know the information. So in the maintenance group, the people that have gone in there, they've gone through it. They're familiar with it. There is some provided, but the community, the balance is a little bit heavier on the community and that family. And it really does, like you said, everybody's familiar. You go in there and everybody knows who you are. So it's very much a family. Whereas in the weight loss group, we have a lot of new members that are coming in every group. Mm-hmm. And so we are, like you said, we're making some first impressions, but we're also just mindful that we're not making it too overwhelming for those people just getting in. Whereas you don't need to worry about that in the maintenance group. Everybody loves that overwhelming community that we have there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you can kind of like sidetrack the conversation in the weight loss group where people are losing focus on the task at hand, right? And it's like being in a classroom. It's great to make friends and hang out, but you're there to learning where the maintenance group is a little different in the sense that you all know, people know what they know. And it's just, it's more that discussion. It's more that support. It definitely is a different vibe. And it also how life factors in now that you're trying to live your life after weight loss. So we need to kind of open up the floor to have all these amazing discussions.
When you say we open up these discussions and how it's living your life, and we talk about that, like all the first holiday season, the first summer break, the first situational change, maybe the first, difficult time you have to go through. And we talk about coping mechanisms and not going back to old coping mechanisms that didn't serve you. You know, how can we help you through these firsts? So that, a lot of times with people in the past, they get that something happens, life hits them in the face, like you say all the time, and they don't know how to cope. They go into bad, past habits that didn't serve them. So now we're talking about that and letting members talk about that and giving them reminders and support to be able to navigate all of these firsts again.
Yeah. Which goes along with this next comment. The fear is real, but starting to trust myself is so powerful. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like people have a fear of being able to lose their weight. Then once you've lost your weight, you have a fear of being able to maintain that weight and trust yourself. And this is where we have an opportunity to go really deep into some of the conversations that we're having. Mm-hmm. Here's another one. Is it too early to count down for the next round? Not at all. Well, I'm already excited about the next round. I'm learning after the conversation with Dr. Olinka to embrace fresh starts, right? We don't want to be starting again and knocking down our house and trying to rebuild a new one. But there is something to be said about kind of a fresh start, some new energy. I always love the start of every new group and program. So whether you're coming back with us in April and, continuing your weight loss journey, or you're doing a fresh start over in the maintenance group and going that way, like I think there is something to be said about celebrating what we've done here. And the fact that you are still here 85 days later, or still working towards your weight loss goals 10 programs later, or you're finally ready for maintenance, 2 years later, whatever that is, I think it's okay to celebrate that. I think it's also okay to feel a little sad about moving on too. Like we've all kind of shown up and done this thing together, which is why I love that after you are done losing weight, we do have this next group where it's a different focus over in maintenance. And of course, I'm working on that third group. Once you've worked your way through maintenance, I'm working on a third group. I think I'm going to start doing pre-sales for that soon. That third group, that finally and forever, the Live the Livy Way group, where we can continue the conversation on, now that we're not putting this kind of time and energy into losing or maintaining, we can put it into living our lives and all those amazing things. Okay, I digress. Let me go back. There's another one here. Asking for a friend, can someone be in the right mindset after 4 programs for the maintenance group without having reached their goal weight? Or do they need to solidify weight before they leave the regular group to go solely to maintenance? Okay.
That's a really good question.
Yeah. I'd like to speak to that. Sorry, can we get that question back up? I just want to read it. Thanks. Okay. So, can they have the mindset for maintenance without having reached their goal weight? I think that this plays into manifesting your maintenance. So you can have the mindset, you can know you're going to get there. You can know that, you know, this place is there for you when you're ready. I think what you want to be super clear is if you're still trying to lose weight, you're still trying to lose weight. So don't fully immerse yourself in that maintenance mindset. Like, oh, I'm not really having to lose. I'm in maintenance, so I don't have to do all the things. Be super clear. Like, I'm still trying to lose weight. I know maintenance is here. I'm manifesting it. I'm going to be there, but I'm still losing weight at this point. So just be super clear. I think being in both groups can be a great idea because, as we've talked about, then you have a bit of a roadmap. It's like how you've said before, Gina, you get to Disney and you have a map of the park, right? So you know where you're going and what it looks like. So to be in both groups can be beneficial because then it's a familiar place when you're done. It's helping you manifest. You know what you're working towards and what you're getting to. So I think it's beneficial if you want to be in both groups, but be clear that if you're still trying to lose weight, that's where your focus should be. And then we'll be ready for your maintenance when you're ready to pop over there.
Yeah, because what you can't do is be in maintenance and then want that scale to move every day, right? And so that's why if you're losing, you do the weight loss program and then you're in maintenance. So solidifying falls under maintenance, you know, testing the waters is under maintenance. So both of those, like, first you want to lose your weight, then you want to solidify your weight. Now you can do that by personalizing the plan and shifting over into the maintenance group. You can also doing another round of the program. Now you can choose to do that in the maintenance group and also in the weight loss program because you have access to all of the guests and everything like that in the weight loss group. But you want to be very clear. Like, I wouldn't sign up for the maintenance group and just do the maintenance group if you are still looking to lose weight. You want to sign up for the next weight loss program, focus on losing that weight. And then when you're ready for maintenance, you can continue with the rest of that program to solidify your weight or figure out where you are from there. Because that's where we get people who are a little bit wishy-washy. They're like, oh, I don't need I'm a few pounds away. I don't need the next weight loss program. But you know how hard it can be to lose 5 pounds. It can be like, sure, a week for someone and 2 months for someone else. And so then they're like, I didn't need the weight loss program. I'm so close to my goal. Then they get into maintenance and they spend 2 months trying to still lose their weight when they would have been better served in the weight loss group. So you need to be very clear. We do also have, I am in both and I love knowing where I'm going, but I'm with you. There's definitely something said about manifesting and then listening to the conversations that are going on in the group. So you are aware of what you're kind of getting into or where you're going. After you've done, we do have people who decide that they're good. Like, I feel like I'm done losing right now. And then they'll go into maintenance. And then a few months later, they'll be like, you know what? Like, I'm maintaining my weight. I feel great, but I think I could lose more. Mm-hmm. So sometimes it happens, actually not more than sometimes, quite often we get people who are in maintenance and then they decide, you know what? I think I can go back and lose 5 more, 10 more pounds and they sign up for the next weight loss program. And but that maintenance group is always there for them.
Yeah. I think that's the big thing is you don't want to fast track the maintenance. You don't want to fast track the stages because you feel like it, because your body does need time to catch up to what you've done and to solidify that. And you don't want to kind of like, if you're as to, you know, back to that person's question, if their mindset is there, that's great. But if your body isn't ready and you're reaching ahead to testing the waters and your body isn't kind of there yet, you can be confused. So your intentions of where you're at do need to be really defined and clear. That's how you're going to be able to successfully get through those stages and have this be like you're finally and forever living the Livy way is purposefully going through all of the stages with some clear intentions set for yourself.
Yep. Here's another one. Love you guys. This is my first time in the maintenance group simultaneously with the weight loss group debating how to navigate the next session. So So, I mean, it's win-win either way, right? Being part of the weight loss group, the community, the guest experts, that support, whatever. But, and it's, you know, can be beneficial to do another round of the program to solidify your weight and follow along in the weight loss group while you're having the conversation also in the maintenance group. Mm-hmm. But I think, you know, some people are like, I am done with losing. I don't need to hear weight loss speak. I just need to focus on maintenance. And so it's sort of where you feel you are. Like if you have been maintaining your weight, then you might just want to be like, I'm moving past the weight loss phase. I need to just strictly focus on maintenance. And then, yeah, like the weight loss group is great and it's amazing. And we have this community and these guests, but we're working on making the weight loss group just as amazing. We have guests over there and giveaways and all sorts of fun stuff. That might be like physically turning the page and being like, you know what? Mm-hmm. I'm past losing, focus specifically on maintenance. And then that's why I'm working on that third group. So we have a place to go. We know where we're going, which is that third group, right? Sometimes people like to stay stuck on the weight loss when you're done with that. And then some people are like, I don't want to hear anything about weight loss. They're in that maintenance group. They just want to hear maintenance. And we're very protective of that. In the maintenance group, we don't really talk about weight loss in the maintenance group, which is why it's not the place for you to join if you haven't lost all your weight yet, like in terms of actively participating. Like joining it and listening to the conversation is one thing, but we're not going to be answering your weight loss questions in the maintenance group. And we're very protective of that space and honoring people who have moved on from that conversation to really get into that maintenance mindset. I'm sure you agree.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, we said this before, these are our members. They have moved on from the weight loss conversations. We want to support them in their maintenance conversation. And, you know, that being said, we do stream some of the conversations with our guest experts. We do stream into the maintenance group from weight loss, because some of the takeaways and ideas and messages can be applied to maintenance as well. And, you know, you'll at the beginning of the week, every week, we let our members know what's coming up. So if there's a conversation, they're like, you know, this maybe doesn't really resonate with me at this point in my maintenance journey. You know, maybe I'm going to not catch it this week and maybe I'll tune into it next week. So they do have a blueprint and they do have, you know, a map of what's going on in the week. And they can really tune in and, you know, hone in on what topics that they really want to hear and talk about.
Yeah. And stay focused.
And stay focused.
The task at hand. This is interesting. I think when you feel so fucking great and so knowledgeable about this program, it's easy to jump the gun to maintenance. Mm-hmm. Well, I love that. And that was my whole, that's how I used to think, you know what, you got this, you know what you need to do, right? Like you're ready. We so want to be ready. We so want to be ready. But to your point, you do want to follow through on those steps, the lose weight. Got to solidify it. Got to spend time on maintenance, you know, and then really feel like you're ready to move on, whether that's not weighing every day. You don't have to ask those four questions anymore. You're just so in tune. You are calm around food, physically, mentally. Like that's the description that we hear when people are ready, no matter how long it's taken them to get to that point, few months, few years, whatever. They're like, I am ready. I am ready to just go put this journey behind me and turn the page of my life and just, I trust myself. I trust my choices. I know what I need to do. I'm not going back. I've learned the things I need to learn and I just want to move on. Right. Mm-hmm. And so if you're not feeling that, you probably still have work to do. And I would like to rush it for everybody just as much as everyone wants to rush it, but you definitely want to take your time with it for sure.
Yeah, I think that's a big thing. Like jumping the gun is a big thing. Like you get there and you're like, all right, let's go. Let's do this. I'm not finally in forever, you know, and everyone's super excited. And then the first thing hits them. They're like, oh, maybe I wasn't ready yet. You know? Yeah. So take that time, you know, and put that time into solidifying and you'll know with our support, you'll know within yourself, you'll know from hearing other members that, you know, you're ready to move on.
Yeah. Well, I love this conversation and we need to be ready to move on too, because our time is up, but I always like to procrastinate because I can feel it coming. The end of the program is here. So this is Odette, everyone. She is, like I said, the manager of the maintenance and mindfulness group. She'll take good care of you. I do pop in. I do go live. I do participate in our Way in Wednesday conversations. I'm in there. I'm seeing what you guys are doing. It definitely is a safe, positive space for you to focus on your maintenance journey, to feel supported, to feel part of the community. It's there for you. if and when you are ready, I would highly suggest, even if you think you don't need it, it's a great idea to reserve your spot in it. $75. It's ongoing. There's no subscription fees or services or anything like that. Once you're done the 91 days too, and you decide not to sign up for another round, the app turns into a general tracker. So you can continue to track things on the app. It's not going to take you through a guided program and process yet, although we are working on that, but you do have the app that you'll be able to use along with in the maintenance program as well. Okay. I think that's it. Is there anything else we need to add, Kim, Odette, anything else we need to add?
No, there's no tweak next week. This is it. This is what I don't have next week's tweak to talk about. Maybe just a good point to add too is, this conversation has been making me think about Julie, who is your Spill the Tea guest tomorrow, who is a member who is in maintenance. And I think if any of you are kind of curious hearing, I saw somebody post in the group today that they wanted to hear from a member who was actually in maintenance. And guess what? We get to hear from one tomorrow. So I think that's going to be a great follow-up to this conversation for everyone who is, you know, really curious. But I won't be offended if you guys move on to Odette after this group, because everything is amazing there and I'll still get to poke my head in there. But regardless of what stage you're heading into after this week, we've got you.
Yeah, I love that. I love that you mentioned that too. So I think Julie, she's down like 54 pounds. She lost, she was in maintenance, and I think she might consider going, she might be one of those people considering going back for more. I don't know from reading the bio, but we'll find out when we talk from her. But we get this a lot. It's like people want proof, right? And while they're in the weight loss group, they're like, well, where's the people in maintenance? They're in the maintenance group. That's where they are. And the maintenance group is where we are having the conversations in maintenance. And again, it comes back to when people are signed up for this course, this program, this whatever you want to call it, we are solely focused on helping people reach their weight loss goals. And that is what the maintenance group is for. So if you want to hear the conversations, you want to hear from people who've been maintenance, you want proof in the pudding, they're in the maintenance group. And if you're not ready to purchase the maintenance group yet, like I said, you do have access to those conversations over on our podcast, Weigh In with Gina. So if you're looking for that proof of maintenance, whatever you want to call it, there's no shortage of it. It's just, it's not here in the weight loss group, because we figure you want proof of weight loss in this group. And that's what we are constantly showing you, that you can do this, you can reach that goal. But this maintenance conversation is very much happening. It's just happening in a whole other group. But if you want a taste of that, make sure you check out our podcast, Weigh In with Gina, available on all podcast platforms. Thank you so much for the conversation, all the information. Love all these conversations. Thank you, Kim and Odette. Before we go, how would you describe these last few months? Like, I find every group has a different focus and a feel. 21 groups later, what do you think the theme was this time around?
I think the theme was the community. It was, I just feel like the community was so engaged in the process and everyone was so positive and sort of lifting each other up. I feel like that sense of community, people really felt like they were losing weight together and they were in this together. And I think that was that was my big takeaway from this one.
I would have to agree. Like, I'm in the maintenance group, as we said so many times, but I'm still in the weight loss group poking around. I work very closely with, you know, Kim and the members in there. And we've had so many conversations these last few months, like, my goodness, these members are so engaged. They're having fun. They're losing weight. Of course, some have their struggles, but the community is really something else these last few months. And I think members are really in it. And, you know, what the weight loss group has is something really special too. And it's, it's a massive community. We really felt it this time around.
Yeah. It's like we're making weight loss fun. Yeah. Right? Yeah. We're making weight loss fun. That's to me too, that we just got, you know, we got down and dirty with it. We had a lot of fun doing it. And I think we really came together as a community in terms of having the really insightful conversations with our engagement posts, really like hearing from our members. And I think that really helped to strengthen our community, is like really coming together and having a conversation above and beyond what people are doing with following the food plan. I think that was really interesting, this group. Now I'm procrastinating. We have to go. Thank you to everyone who joined us live. Thanks to everyone who is listening. Remember, we are here all week. Our goal for you is to be super clear on next steps. So make sure you're not shy about reaching out and asking all the questions that you need. Thanks, everyone. Bye, ladies.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye. We'll be right back.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.